family, relationships, and personal growth. Professional counselor Julius Dudix is here to help. Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's be honest. There is a lot to be mad about in today's world. I mean, when you look at the news, you see the unrest on college campuses, the division in our country when it comes to politics. I mean, heck, even just the way people treat each other out in public, at the workplace, in schools. It's so easy for us to get triggered and react. According to national data, we're not alone. About 1 in 5 people report experiencing an anger problem or having difficulty controlling their anger here in the U.S. So how do we identify if our anger is out of control? And if we have that issue, how do we begin to address it in a healthy way and really diffuse situations before they get out of hand? For that, here's our morning show counselor, Julius Dudix. Here's a fun one to tackle. Thanks. Julius, good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, it's really important to note, it's okay to feel the emotion of anger. It's just okay because you get angry, I get angry, we all get angry. But really, Melissa, the key is, what do we do with our anger? Do we let it control us, or do we control it? And we all blow it from time to time, but the key is to let go of it. And that's so hard for so many, but the issue becomes, why are we angry? And a lot of times this depression or sadness or fear or pain turned outward if you do some digging. But it's something that doesn't have to manage you, because my biggest fear is, you know, the rage that we feel sometimes releases dopamine, and that's a feel-good chemical. And if you're not careful, anger becomes a learned behavior. And all of a sudden, you know, you're known as an angry person. And you don't have to be that way. You know, you don't have to let your anger control you. You can control your anger. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, Julius, this is one that also can change over time. You know, if you grew up, so for myself, I've always been a very happy-go-lucky girl. Nothing really ever bothered me growing up. It was, you know, it just was not something that ever bothered me. But I've noticed in my adult life, especially since getting married and having kids and whatever the case may be, I've noticed a change in myself. In fact, you and I have talked about this several times, that I have a harder time letting go of things that really hurt or really bother me. And a lot of times, as you mentioned, anger sometimes comes from a place of pain. You know, you're in pain. And so you're angry at that person. You expect that person to change, or you expect that person to rectify the situation. What would you say to people who maybe are not the same? So for myself, I think it was realizing that, you know, okay, maybe I've got to tackle anger a little more than I ever had to before, because it never was an issue. Does that happen commonly to people? Do you become either more angry with more experiences, or as you get older, can you change from going to things don't bother me to actually they bother me a lot?
Yeah, that's a great question, you know, because you teach yourself how to treat yourself, and you teach others how to treat you. And you could teach your own brain to respond to situations in an unkind, snarky, impatient way, or you could teach your brain to be patient. And again, I don't advocate anybody to be a doormat because, you know, everybody deserves respect. But quite often we get angry because people don't respect us, or our voice isn't being heard. Or sometimes we get angry because we're angry at ourselves. And how could I have done that? And then all of a sudden we project that outward on those people that we love. But my whole point is to say, slow down. And listen to your anger, and what's your anger teaching you, and how do you slow down, and how do you get a hold of it, and is it a real problem? And those are some of the things that, you know, sometimes you just get wrapped up in modalities of thinking and behaving, feeling and behaving, and, you know, you don't have to be that way. You don't have to be the angry person that your wife or your husband or your cousin or your brother says you are. There's hope.
Well, and Julius, you had mentioned before that it's okay to be angry, but what if people's response is, I'm just going to suppress this? What happens if you don't acknowledge that you are angry? What happens?
Yeah, that's a great, again, that's good, because a lot of times when you don't, it ends up almost like a little pot that boils, and you're, you know, all of a sudden time goes on and it begins to bubble over, and it ends up, you know, boiling over, and you express it in ways that you really are uncharacteristic of who you are. And so if you don't express it, it ends up sometimes even in depression. You know, it could be anger turned inward, or it could be overwhelming sadness if you don't deal with your anger in a healthy way. It could be a lot of times just emotional internal trauma where you're just not feeling centered. You're not feeling right. That's the significance of getting in touch with how you feel and why I feel what I feel, and talking with people about it. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to go to a therapist or a counselor, you know, every week, but you can just talk about your feelings, and that just releases so much of that inner angst and anger. And that's a way of letting it go when you acknowledge it and talk about it. And
So we have plenty of reasons why we get angry, but how exactly do we manage it better? And we have Julius Dudix here, who's our morning show counselor. And how exactly do we manage anger, especially when it relates to getting along with others, especially if we're talking about friends, colleagues, even family members, when we don't agree on politics or we don't agree on religious views or we don't even agree on generational differences? How do you begin to manage your anger with that?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because, Melissa, we're coming up on a fall that's going to be quite interesting politically. And our country is so divided, and it breaks my heart because Democrats and Republicans and independents, you know, the anger that can ensue. And if you misplace the anger, if you project the anger in negative ways, you're only hurting yourself. And really, you are responsible for you. Melissa's responsible for Melissa, and Julius is responsible for Julius. And I can't change what's going on sometimes globally, although it's frustrating. So I acknowledge it. But bottom line is to accept somebody is not to agree with them. And that's where politically, you know, we want to accept one another and respect one another. But I don't have to agree with you to accept you. I can accept you and just disagree with you. And that's so hard for so many people. Because they equate, you know, unless that person agrees with me, they're really not accepting me, so therefore I'm going to be angry, kind of a mentality.
Is it also a control thing, Julius? Like, is it a thing where, so for example, it does feel like politics or even let's take what's going on nationally, where there is such a divide and there is such a, I mean, it is such a clear I have to be honest with you, Julius. I debated whether or not to even post pictures from our Passover Seder this past weekend. And it's not because I'm not a proud, you know, partially Jewish woman. It's because I honestly didn't want to incite any sort of, oh, but do you see what's... It's like, listen, if I can't even post a picture without people flipping out, you almost feel like I don't need to share. But that's not fair to have to feel that way. Ultimately, I did post. But, you know, when you look at what's going on, do you feel part of it is a control thing? For example, for the people who reach out and have to say troll-like things because you posted a picture of a dinner. I mean, that's a sense of, to me, it sounds like a control. I need you to agree with me. And I would think that is also part of the equation when you let go of the fact that you're only in control of yourself, echoing what you just said. You know, all of a sudden, your anger can only go so far when you realize I'm just getting mad for nothing. I can't control this person or their actions or their feelings.
Yeah, exactly. And we can't control what Hamas is doing, and we can't control what Vladimir Putin's doing. All we can worry about is, hey, today, you know, today is Tuesday. Today I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to stay in the moment. I'm going to practice, you know, some mindfulness, and I'm going to take care of me today. And above all, Melissa, slow yourself down. You know, we because we feel out of control, many times our mouth just goes a million miles a second, and we say things and we do things without really thinking. That's why it's always best to be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. You know, realize that anger resides in the lap of fools, and a gentle word can sometimes break a bone, but you've got to have that inner self-control so you don't let your anger get the best of you, even when there is injustice. And you know, sometimes you have a right to feel angry, but do you let the anger control you and take you down and call division and divisiveness in families and, you know, even amongst political parties? It breaks my heart that Washington can't you know, they can't get stuff done because there's so many people involved in power, and I want it my way or the highway. And it just breaks my heart. But hey, it's for you. It's got to be you and me. What are we doing today? Today's a new day. We turned the page on yesterday, and we want to just stay in the moment and practice some mindfulness and realize that, you know, every decision we make has a consequence, and we control our decisions, but we can't control the consequence of those decisions. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, and something else that I can personally share with you listening at home or in the car, I've worked with Julius personally in my own life off the air. And something that you taught me, Julius, that was so helpful is really getting honest with yourself. And there are times where I've called Julius and I will tell him, you know, at the surface, I'm going to explode. This is annoying me. This is bothering me. I can't really tell you why it is. It just sort of is. And taking that time to really dig deep and say, where does this stem from? And you'd be surprised sometimes that these could be feelings that stem from when you were a child. I mean, what could be angering you today, 30 years later, could be something that stems from an experience or something that was said to you or something that you never healed from generations ago. That has been such a helpful tool, I know, that I've learned from you, Julius. And I would certainly recommend, if people feel like they are struggling with this and it's really impacting their, you know, their health. I mean, some people have become so angry that they are having issues with their health, with their hearts and their minds and things like that. I mean, it could be very serious. If people wanted to talk to you, Julius, I know the recommendation is, you know, get a counselor, whoever that may be. But if people wanted to work with you on this, what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah, you can check my website out at N as in Nancy, J as in John, cc.online. And you could read about me there, or you can call 203-243-7714. But again, Melissa, the word is don't feel like you have to remain stuck in a situation. If you're even married to somebody, or if you've got a good friend or a brother or a sister wrestling with anger, you know, they don't have to remain in that almost, I call it, learned helplessness. You don't have to stay there. Mm-hmm. There's hope, but you got to be willing to take a hard look inside and say, wow, what can I do with this? You know, how can I teach myself to think before I speak, to express my anger, maybe get some exercise, take a time out, slow down, you know, stick with I statements when you talk with people. I feel this way because they can't argue with how you feel. Use humor, Melissa. Humor is a great tool to release anger. But there's hope. There is hope, Melissa. You don't have to stay stuck.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, Julius, when you look at some of the national statistics again, you know, we look so much of the time at adults and what we're seeing for U.S. adults, but it's important, especially if you have kids in the family. This is why, I mean, I just called Julius maybe 2 weeks ago about something that was bubbling inside of me from years ago. Yep. And I think the reason that you have to address when anger is taking over, looking at national statistics, get this, Julius, it says 64% of teens, so 14 to even 21-year-olds, so young people, 64% of young people say they often experience uncontrolled anger. So they've already identified in high school and college that they have uncontrolled anger. And so if we as adults can't get our own selves in check, how can we expect the next generation to do the same?
Absolutely. You got little Chase looking at you. Absolutely. And what kind of, you know, values that we say time and time again, values are caught, not taught. And kids are looking at parents and parents are looking at grandparents. And it could be generational things you've got to unpack and deal with and say enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We don't have to treat each other this way, because we overcome evil by doing good. We overcome anger by being good. And that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Plus, Melissa, as a Christian therapist, there's a God who loves you incredibly. And once you don't love him, but you let him love you, man, there's so much power in that, because he gives you patience and peace and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Julius, I thank you so much for diving into this topic that I would imagine really touches a lot of our listeners this morning. Thank you so much. And we will talk again next week.
Thanks for all you do, Melissa. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Julius Dudix, our morning show counselor on WACC.